KLW Radio celebrates its 65th anniversary, we look back at some of Alliance's rich history, which includes the World War II Army Air Base, located 5 miles southeast of Alliance, in the area that now is occupied by Skyview Golf Course. Thousands of men occupied the airbase, which certainly enhanced Alliance's economy and sprouted new businesses, including a bus service. In 1993, when Alliance celebrated the 50th anniversary of the airbase, John Cover of the Cover Jones Motor Company shared with us his memory of the bus service that he and his father, Wharton Cover, provided.
In 1941, Dad and I started the bus line that ran to the airbase. It was called Cover and Son. We were quite unique, different. But we operated 7 buses of our own and 2 for the Army. The 2 from the Army were semis with 100-passenger trailers on them. The buses that we operated were, I think we had 140-passenger, and the rest were 50- and 60-passenger buses. The bus line operated from 1941 and ended in 1946. The bus depot was at 3rd in Niobrara, and tickets for a ride to the airbase were 10 cents, or 12 for a buck. Later, we did raise that price, however. Probably one of the interesting points is how did we get the gasoline? It was allocated to us just with ration stamps to begin with, just like everybody else had. That got rather tedious, so finally we had a checking account that we wrote checks against the gallons of gasoline that we used. At times, those 50-passenger buses would have 90 people on board during the busy hours. And during the daytime, we ran every hour, and during the busy times from 4 in the afternoon till 2 in the morning, on weekends, we ran every 10 minutes. So we ran a lot of people out and back and forth. We'd start at 4 in the morning and end about 2 in the morning. The schedule was, as I said, hourly. But some of the drivers were Joe Heitz, I can remember Joe, and Earl Minaway, Reuben Osborne, Harry Deitchler. I don't remember the rest of them. I would, I'm sure, if somebody reminded me. That's it, about it in a nutshell, but it operated for those 5 years.
Joe Heitz would be Bill Heitz's father.
Right, yes.
Bill Heitz now owns the Texaco store, and the bus depot was where Grocery Cart is now.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What was a gallon of gas worth in those days?
Oh, golly, I don't remember, but around 17 cents, I think.
17 cents a gallon.
Right.
Okay. And you ran that up until 1946, and then it went by the wayside. How did you get involved in that business?
I got involved through my father. He asked if I had worked at the base during its construction time and had saved some money. And he asked me if I wanted to invest my money, and I didn't really want to at the time. But so I put my money in, and he put some money in, and we started. We bought with one bus to begin with.
You mentioned before we began the show that you drove in the morning and then went to school, right?
Mm-hmm, I did. I'd make an earlier morning run or two, and then, well, in fact, several, and then go to school. That was in my senior year.
But that wasn't too long a day for you, though.
No, it wasn't that bad.
One question before you go that just popped into my mind. You, of course, were in the auto sales business. Did the war, World War II, affect auto sales at all?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the war started, all new cars were frozen. The price of used cars jumped tremendously. In fact, they were new cars were rationed, and you had to get stamps to get them, and that was rare that you could. Used cars, the price went up, but there weren't any. Nobody wanted to sell their used car. They were later controlled with price control on the used car also.
The rubber on those cars were pretty valuable too.
Yes, yes, indeed it was, yeah.
Okay, John, anything else you'd care to share this
morning?
I don't
believe so. If either of you have any questions.
I don't. You brought up the remembrances of the bus line, which we didn't get on the air yesterday, and then the thought of the auto sales popped into my mind. And, of course, we heard all about the rubber drives this past week, how tough it was to get rubber and sugar and flour and all that. I guess as a kid... growing up, and you mentioned you were a senior in high school in 1943, Was this a fearful time for you or an exciting time?
Well, both, I think. Nobody worried about what they were going to do. We all knew that we were going into service when we got out of school. In fact, I enlisted in the Navy in April of 1943 and graduated in May. So everybody knew what they were going to do right after they got out of school. You didn't have to hesitate about it.
That's a 1993 interview with John Cover sharing memories of the World War II Alliance Army Air Base bus service. With a KCOW 65th Retroversary Memory, I'm Kevin Horn.